New Jersey's top tax rate for those making between $1 and $5 million a year will rise to 10.75%. That rate already applied to people making over $5 million a year in that state. Those who want to tax the rich in New York hailed the move, and they asked Governor Andrew Cuomo to follow suit. Earlier in the week, Ron Deutsch with the left-leaning think tank Fiscal Policy Institute made the case for increasing taxes on the state's estimated 118 billionaires, who he says have increased their earnings since the COVID-19 pandemic began.
Right now, the wealthy are doing just fine. The stock market is doing just fine. Yet it's the average New Yorker who is struggling day in and day out to deal with this pandemic.
Cuomo had said on September 10th that New York might have to raise taxes to deal with the massive budget deficit, but he since then has walked back those comments. He spoke against raising taxes on the wealthy on Long Island News Radio.
People say, oh, well, raise taxes. I raise taxes. It puts the state at a competitive disadvantage because other people can go to other states, and taxes are very high in the state to begin with. But okay, raise taxes. If we went to the highest income tax in the country, which is now California, we'd raise a couple of billion dollars. A couple of billion dollars. We have a $50 billion hole. What am I going to do with a couple of billion dollars?
And after the New Jersey tax increase was announced, Cuomo's budget director, Robert Mujica, said in a statement that the overwhelming majority of billionaires and millionaires in this state live or work in New York City, where he says the combined state and city income tax rate is already higher than New Jersey's new top tax rate. David Friedfeld with the fiscal watchdog group Citizens Budget Commission agrees. He says in the rest of the state, the top income tax is 8.82% for those earning over $2 million a year. But the city imposes its own income tax as well.
So when those two are added together, the top rate on people living in New York City is 12.7%, which is the second highest in the country, behind only California.
California's top tax rate is over 13% for those making over $1 million. Friedfeld says an existing income tax surcharge on New York's wealthiest makes it difficult to further raise taxes on the rich. That surcharge, enacted in the Great Recession, was supposed to be temporary, but it's been extended until 2024. If that date doesn't change, it will have been in effect for nearly two decades by then. A Citizens Budget Commission study examined the long-held claim by Cuomo and others that increasing taxes on the rich will make wealthy people simply leave New York. The commission looked at the number of millionaires in New York between 2010 and 2017, a time when the state and the nation were in an economic recovery and the tax surcharge on the wealthy was in effect. It found that over those 7 years, the number of millionaires in the nation grew overall, but New York's share of millionaires fell.
The total number of millionaires did increase as the economy improved, but New York's share went from 13% of U.S. millionaires down to 11%, which is a 15% decrease.
Friedfeld says it's not possible, though, to attribute that shift to any one factor. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.